Sport Now with Warwick Hadfield. And Warwick, you find yourself in Hobart this morning, which is reasonably mild.
Reasonably mild, Ellen. Lovely little walk down Liverpool Street this morning, back in my favourite 704 studio, where it all started with Radio National 18 years ago.
It all started for me at 612 in Brisbane, and aren't they doing well up there, the Roar in the A-League?
Yes, they're through to the A-League Grand Final. It was much ado, or a lot of ado about nothing, because both sides were going flat out until the 57th minute when Besart Berisha, the Albanian who plays for Brisbane Roar, scored the goal that won the match 1-0. Now, there's a, I don't know if it's an irony or just a twist, but you could probably throw in a Socratic irony by pretending you don't know either. And he's heading off to Melbourne Victory next year because he's already signed to play with the side that he helped beat last night. So, look, it wasn't just him who did a great job for the Brisbane Roar. Goalkeeper Michael Theo pulled off three saves towards the finish, and there was also an incident right late in the game that's upset Melbourne Victory, particularly coach Kevin Muscat. He had smoke coming out his Dr. Spock ears after Mark Milligan was brought down by the Brisbane captain Matt Smith. Everyone thought it was going to be a penalty except the referee. So Kevin Muscat's highly critical of the referees this morning, saying they should be full-time, etc., etc., etc. But there's not going to change the result. Brisbane Roar playing Western Sydney Wanderers in the final, Ellen.
Okay, and what else have we got? AFL, a new team at the top from sunny Adelaide, where it's 30 degrees today. Isn't that extraordinary? Yeah. I will get over that, but that is amazing.
Well, there you go. Port Adelaide, yes, coached by the wonderful Kenny Hinckley. Now, he comes from Camperdown in the Western District of Victoria, where they talk straight all the time, and he told his players that now was the time they had to prove they were as good as the top teams, the Hawthorns, the Geelongs, all the other great sides in the AFL. So they did that. They went out and thrashed Geelong by 40 points. So that puts them on top on percentages. Those three teams, Port Adelaide, Hawthorn and Geelong, are all on 20 points, but percentages have Port Adelaide in front. And look, under Hinckley, Port Adelaide are no longer the rabble they were 18 months ago. He's just done a great job. He calls on his players to deliver, and they're prepared to follow him. So it's been an extraordinary revival for a side that was at the bottom of the ladder not that long ago, Ellen.
And the European cycling about to get underway. You're one of those mammals who enjoys such things, middle-aged men in Lycra.
Pleading guilty to all the above charges, Your Worship. Yes, look, but I'm excited. All the Lycra Brigade are excited because we're getting close to the Tour de France and the Giro d'Italia. And I guess Simon Gerrans, the boy from the Victorian High Country, he'll be pretty excited this morning. He's become the first Australian to win the Liège-Bastogne-Liège road race. Now, this is one of the monuments, the five monuments of road cycling. In fact, it's the oldest of the five, first raced in 1894. There were 20 years when, for various reasons, it wasn't raced. I guess the wars would have been one of those. So this was the 100th edition, called an edition because it was sponsored by a newspaper way back in 1894. Now, he sort of emulated Matt Gosse. He became the first Australian to win one of these monuments back in 2011. That's the Milan-San Remo. Gerrans won it in 2012, and now he's created history by becoming the first Australian to win this other monument, the Liège-Bastogne-Liège, of course, racing through the countryside of Belgium.
That's wonderful. Thanks so much, Warwick.
Good on you.